Yes, my introduction to Ajahn Chah was through, I had ordained as a monk with very little idea what I was doing, and definitely it was only going to be doing it for a short period of time. And I was at this meditation monastery outside of Bangkok, and there were several Westerners coming through there and living there and practicing, and people kept mentioning this Ajahn Chah, and who lived up in the northeast of Thailand. And actually somebody gave me a ticket to go there. Said, you should really go, and I'm sure you'll like it. And I went there after ordaining for not very long, maybe 6 weeks or something, or 2 months. And I went and paid respects to Ajahn Chah, and the first thing he said to me, and I literally almost the first thing he said to me, if you want to stay here, you have to be here for 5 years. That was not on my program. It just really wasn't there. And I struggled with that, because I really, something about the monastery and the teaching and his presence and the whole sort of feeling of the place it just drew me to it. But having to actually make a commitment for 5 years, also having, there was starting to be more Westerners coming. Actually, that first time, Ajahn Sumedho was not there. I didn't meet Ajahn Sumedho that time. And there was several other Westerners. And one of the abiding feelings that I had is, I don't want to live with Westerners. I don't want to be with them. It was quite interesting. And just wanting to be away, so I actually left after a while. Maybe I think I stayed about a month or so, and I went and practiced on my own in a meditation monastery. I had the opportunity to practice as much as I wanted, but just what kept coming up in my mind was, you have to go back and give yourself to at least 5 years with Ajahn Chah. And the teachings that I received and the example and the things that I felt really needed to be developed, I felt, I think it's Ajahn Chah really is where I have to be. So after a year of practicing on my own, I actually went back and asked to train with Ajahn Chah. So I think I was a bit more ready to be trained then.